Listening Library presents One Third Nerd by Jennifer Chuldanko. Read for you by Maxwell Glick. Chapter 1. Pee in the Fridge. Fifth grade is not for amateurs. You have to watch yourself. Kids notice stuff. What books you read, what sports you follow, what devices you own, and how nerdy you are. A little nerdy is good. You can fix the game controller. But if you're the kid who gets the teacher's website up and running so everyone has more homework, that's too nerdy. And then there are the subtle things, like how you raise your hand. Should you raise it high and eager, low and mouse-like? Rotate your palm? Flap it all around? Or does your arm come up straight and slow like a log on a pulley? Same with turning your homework in. Do you put it on the top of the pile or the bottom? Do you fold it like a paper airplane and fly it to your teacher's desk, deliver it by drone? Or do you send it up the classroom aisle in the mouth of a robotic device? I could probably manage all this okay if it weren't for my sisters. Dakota, the third grader, is the worst. I finally get up the courage to talk to the girl everyone thinks is cute, and Dakota shouts across the playground, "Liam, I need toilet paper from the boys' bathroom. There's none in the girls'." Izzy, the second grader, is a hugger. The custodian, the crossing guard, my coach. Izzy hugs everyone. Unfortunately, my sister's